And now for something very, very wrong. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We got Bobby Dooley's blog is now on our website at www.philhendryshow.com. And a week from tonight, Labor Day, the Bobby Dooley Marathon. We welcome Bobby from California Scream and California Adventure. Bobby, how are you?
And we just have the family out here tonight.
You're out there right now?
As a matter of fact, Phil, we have Steve's up on the California Screaming poster. Just heard him there. Did you hear him?
That was your husband?
Yes. He doesn't like roller coasters, and so we told him to get on it and man up. Because I really have a problem with men that don't really assert themselves. Here he comes again. I'm sorry.
What do you mean you don't have a problem with men that don't assert themselves?
I'm like a lot of women. I'm suspicious of men who are not constantly proving that they can attack and conquer a lot of things. I think in that way I'm like most women. We want to see men put themselves in danger for our enjoyment. And so, but Phil, a week from tonight, you're right, our marathon.
Well, the reason why I have you on is because I wanted to talk to you about that. Is that him?
Yeah, he's angry. But again, Phil, I think it's important for men to understand that quality women such as myself, women who are, well, I don't want to use the word, but I'll say who are taut, tight, very perky, pert. I think men need to prove themselves, and the only way a man can prove himself, well, I'll use Steve's terminology, to a piece of tail like me, is to put himself into dire jeopardy, death-defying feats. So we are.
All right, well, let's talk about. He doesn't sound like he's having a good time there.
No, he's fine. He's proving himself to me. It's like the knights of old. So,
Let's get to the blog, the Bobby blog, which is now on our website at www.philhendryshow.com.
Yeah, the blog, Phil, for me is...
Are you for real?
Look, oh my God. See, that right there, that was... I think that was a little gay because he's using my line, you know. And it,
what do you mean?
Are you for real? And you just heard him say that.
Yeah, I understand, but he's... If the man doesn't like being on a roller coaster, I mean, don't you think that that's... I was always taught, something you don't like, don't do it.
I know that your generation was taught that way, but this is a new generation of men, and all mothers are teaching their boys, in order to win the affection of a girl, do something stupid and life-threatening. Now, our blog, Phil...
Yeah, let's get to the blog on our website, www.philhendryshow.com. It says Bobby's Blog from the desk of Bobby Dooley.
Yeah, this is generally the newsletter that we send out to our homeowners. This newsletter was a little painful for me to write. It had to do with the summer tacular, and at a cotillion, one of our homeowners threw her dress over her head, no underwear. And so I sent out a letter to our homeowners reminding them to have Christian charity. The woman was partying, and she thought she was good-looking and hot, but she's fat and frightening. And these are the things that I...
Okay, can you get him off that coaster?
I'm sorry?
Could you get him off that coaster? I certainly will.
I mean, I certainly will not. The man will prove himself. He said he wouldn't prove himself, he will.
I don't hear him.
Yeah, I just saw his body dangling out of the side of the...
Okay, great. Well, we'll look for your blog.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, yeah!
Well, I gotta go, Phil. They're having a tasting over at the Napa restaurant.
Well, that's great. Thank you very much, Ms. Dooley.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Hendry, and all of your listeners. And remember, the Western States Homeowners Association
Street Walking $2 Tramp
is open for your perusal.
Bobby, the only way for a man to prove himself is to do something life-threatening and stupid for a woman. There it is, Bobby's blog on our website, www.philhendryshow.com. You know, you figure the guy is going to get off that roller coaster. If he's got enough energy to yell street walking $2 tramp as he goes by her, can't be that scared. 1-800-449-8686. Tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, you know, school has been back for about a week in many school districts around the country. We're going to talk to a father who, and I don't know how much of this is going on, but a father in a school district has been asked to cease being a part of the carpool, the carpool tree, the carpool network that the parents put together for the kids. He has been carpooling the last week. He has been the primary driver. He has been asked by the school not to do it anymore. We're going to find out the story from this man coming up in a few minutes here on the Phil Hendry Show. And our number here is 1-800-449-8686. We're also going to be talking tonight. Martin Sheen is down in Texas. And just exactly what's astrology all about? Is there something going on there? You know, my birthday's coming up this coming, Thursday. And I'm going to have a little party at the house on Saturday. A friend of mine said Neptune is in the 25th house or something. So I'm going to check into that. I'm going to find out if any of that stuff's for real, because if something's good, something is good happening for me astrologically, I want to know. I want to know how I can turn it to my advantage. It may be garbage. It may not mean anything. And I don't believe in a lot of that, but we'll find out. We'll also have White Supremacy with your hosts, Wally and the Beaver. That'll be coming up later on. And our flashback in just a moment here on the Phil Hendry Show. It's a classic, Sylvia. Those of you who remember Sylvia, you'll remember this classic here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Try to get the guy who's running the coaster on the line.
Yeah, Garrett? Here it
is. Sir?
Uh-huh.
Are you the guy running the California Screamin'?
Yeah, it's me.
How about, when does the ride stop?
Oh, geez. I don't know. I was talking to my girlfriend.
Yeah, you might want to stop it, because I think there's a guy dead.
Oh, is that it? Okay. Oh, fancy that.
Jesus. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Harry was just telling me there another fatality on a roller coaster a few weeks ago. Every year, there's at least one person now getting thrown off a roller coaster. This is just kind of the way I look at the news, and I could be wrong. Maybe I have to adjust the way I see these things. I've always believed that the incidence of things happening doesn't so much increase as the news coverage of it does, or the per capita. If you say that we have more roller coasters, then there's going to be more roller coaster accidents. And because there's an intense need to cover every aspect of life news-wise, it's going to get reported more. But does that mean there's more roller coaster accidents? I don't know. I mean, I've heard of things. All you got to do is pick up a newspaper. You know how I am with history, but it's pick up a newspaper of the 19th century. It's a roller coaster collapsed today in Philadelphia. 900 people. You know, that didn't stop anybody. If that happened today, all right, I represent the National Alliance Against Roller. I think it's ridiculous. 900 people. You know, you'd never see another roller coaster. But like back in the day when they were trying stuff out. So anyway, every year, somebody gets thrown off a roller coaster. And I think it's kind of like sports. We have an acceptable level of mortality when it comes to our kicks. When it comes to having fun, if we get a foul ball off the kisser, if we get a hockey puck off the eyes, if we get thrown off a roller coaster 400 feet in the air in Sandusky, Illinois, or whatever the hell that was, Ohio, you know what? It's all part of the price of having a blast. All part of the price of having a good time. It's all right with me. Now it's time for the Phil Hendry Show flashback request. This is from John Lilpop in San Jose, California. And he writes, Phil, my very favorite bit is Sylvia's call to scream at David Hall, the one with the hammering, power saws, and other noises that drive the, quote, old Jew crazy, end quote. Because that's what David called her. Any chance you can play that one? Thanks, John Lilpop, San Jose, California. By the way, this is from John Lilpop, San Jose, California. Here it is. Sylvia knows jiu-jitsu.
I want to tell you.
This guy's he's criticizing me getting seat covers for my wife.
You go to hell, you god ugly pig.
Me?
You shut your mouth. I'm not talking to you. You stupid. I'm talking to Phil Hendry, not to you. You can go to hell. You're not worth anything.
Yes, Sylvia.
Moron.
I'm right here, Sylvia. It's Phil Hendry.
I tell talking to him. He's garbage to me.
Go ahead, dear.
I might hear his voice. I want to regurgitate.
Go ahead, dear.
What is all that voice? What are they doing now?
They're hammering in his office next door.
I should hammer his god head. He's the worst animal I ever heard on radio.
Well, I'm very sorry.
I wish the hell he'd get his head broken. You know, if I was there, I would take it up to the baseball bat.
What? I didn't hear you, Sylvia. Say that again.
I said if I had a baseball bat, I'd take a baseball bat and run his head off. He's an ugly thing. Every time I hear his voice on radio, I get sick.
Well, you know, the guy won't let Jimmy Newell, his wife is pregnant. She's going to give birth tonight.
Yeah, and he won't let him go.
No, he won't let him go.
Well, he can use one of the tongues to go to hell.
And
I want to talk to him and tell him to go to hell.
David?
He's a coward.
David, are you there?
Oh, you
have a rotten coward.
You haven't seen a Valentine's
Day. You're a coward. You're an ugly pig.
Just a bull.
You are an ugly pig. Go to hell.
So that's Sylvia. I can't hear anything because of these guys working.
I know, but he's doing it deliberately. He's
hey,
a
David,
dog.
David, why don't you tell these guys to knock the work off, okay?
Phil.
Ah, that old bag you're talking to ain't worth my time.
Yes, ma'am.
You could work for an animal like that. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think you're right.
He is an animal. He's not a human being. I wish I was there. You know what I could do to him?
What's that?
I could go back to the stairs and throw a pizza.
Well, that's a pretty violent thing.
What did she say?
Violent, but
wait,
that's how I feel about him. I despise that man.
What did you say, lady?
Shut your mouth, you pig.
Smile when you say that.
Pig.
You better.
I dare you to come down here. I'll break your neck.
Smile when you say that to me.
Oh, go drop dead where you're standing, you ugly pig.
When did Moses give you that Valentine, by the way?
You go to hell, don't you dare. You're an animal. You don't deserve to live with human beings. Get the hell to the ground where you belong, ugly animal.
To the ground?
Yes, drop dead. You know what I'm talking
about? Oh, drop dead. You could have just said...
Drop dead and get into the ground, you...
Don't you think you want to be lying down?
Go drop dead. You're an ugly animal. You don't deserve to live with human beings.
Hey, Sylvia, can I ask you a question? This is Phil.
What?
I was down...
He's doing that purposely.
What? I'm sorry, honey. Did you hear me?
No.
All right. I was down for... You want me to do it, okay?
He's a stupid animal.
No, but did you hear what I said to you? I was talking to this guy.
He doesn't want me to... I don't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. David, don't tell him to turn it down.
Turn what down?
Turn down the stuff outside. Anyway, Sylvia, this guy tells me that if I...
I swear to God, if I ever met that man, I'd take my shoes off with the high heels and I'd put it right into his eye.
I don't blame you.
What's the matter with you, Harry?
He's an ugly, stupid animal.
Why don't you turn the noise down so I can talk to Sylvia?
I didn't do anything.
Bull crap! You did it on purpose!
Oh, I did it on purpose! Boy, aren't you just the persecuted one.
You're a god moron! You're an ugly, stupid pig!
All right, Sylvia, what I wanted to say was... There were three people down in... David, why'd you do that?
Do what?
He's doing it deliberately.
I didn't do anything.
He's a liar.
I'm a liar now.
Yes, you're a stupid, ugly liar.
Well, thanks a lot, Jesus.
You're a disgusting pig.
And let me tell you something, Virgin
Don't
Mary.
Don't tell me anything. Drop dead.
Sylvia, these people who are...
I know it.
Will you stop that, David?
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
If I were there... And I haven't met anybody like that moron, I would take my shoes off and knock his head off with them.
Is this Mother Teresa?
Go drop dead, you ugly pig, you!
David, you shouldn't...
What'd you say?
I said, David, you shouldn't be talking to...
Didn't catch that.
Will you stop it with those saws?
He's doing that.
He is doing it on purpose.
I know he is.
I said, David, don't talk to this nice...
If I ever have the occasion... To meet that man, I could, you know what? I'm a pretty good expert in certain physical abilities.
Serious?
Yes, I'm not, I am serious.
What, like what?
Well, like in jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu. You don't know Jiu-Jitsu from Gene Simmons.
There it is. That's Sylvia. I like the part where she's going to take her shoes off and drive the heel right into his eye. All right, now, if you'd like to request something, all you have to do is, I just enjoy that, bud, don't you?
That's great.
Yes, drive that heel right into his eye. There's something about women, they think their shoes, that's the primary weapon. I'll take my shoes off, that's it. You take that key, that car key, between the knuckles. Remember I said, don't forget.
Learn to man that way.
That's the point. Now, looking here at the top roller coasters in America, I got very curious. The top roller coaster in America, the drop, 418 feet, and that is at Great Flags. Oh, that, yeah, that's in Jackson, New Jersey. And the coaster is called King Daka. 418 feet, this baby opened this year, Six Flags Adventure. The next highest, now 418 feet, that's, what is it? That's, is that 40 stories? It's 10 stories per foot. Yeah, 40 stories high. Then the next one is Top Thrill Dragster, Cedar Point Sandusky, that's 400-foot drop. Then the next one is right here near us in California, Valencia, in Valencia at Six Flags Magic Mountain, Superman the Escape, 328 feet. You ever been on that? Boy, man, I walk off of that thing ready to squirt. Because I got a real fear of heights, and so for me to get on a thing like that, and when I'm up at the top of that and I'm looking at Superman, and I realize I'm going to be going backwards. Tower of Terror is the next one. Dream World in Coomera, Queensland, Australia, 328 feet high. 328 feet. The next highest, these are the highest in the world, I guess. Steel Dragon 2000, that's in Nagashima Spa Land, Nagashima Mi, Japan, 307 feet. You know, the way the Japanese love to experiment and almost outdo the rest of the world and everything, I think they'd have the highest coat. Someday they'd open one up in Japan like 1,000 feet high. Then the next one is Millennium Force. That's at Cedar Point. So they got two of them at Cedar Point. One at 400 feet. This one's 300 feet. The next one is Titan, Six Flags over Texas, 255 feet. Then comes Goliath here at Magic Mountain, again, 255 feet. Fujiyama at the Fuji Q Highlands in Fuji Yoshida-shi Yamanshi, Japan.
Oh, come on.
That's what it says.
Come on. At some point, it's too much Jap.
What do you mean, too much? At some point, it's too much Jap, huh?
Well, come on. Give me a break. Just say Fuji, Japan.
It says Fuji Yoshida-shi Yamanshi, Japan.
How much can you take?
Then finally, Phantom's Revenge, Kennywood, West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, 228 feet. Not all of these are Magic Mountain, and or not Magic Mountain, but Six Flags Parks. And those are the top steel roller coasters. Now, when you get over to the wood ones, they ain't as high, but everybody says they're faster. And there's the one in, you know, King's Mill, all that. I ain't going to get into all of it.
Hey, Phil, I got your Yamanashi swinging.
You got my Yamanashi swinging, huh? All right, so there it is. And whoever got pitched off of what coaster, all I got to say is, well, I don't know what I got to say. If you're belted in and you get thrown, now there's nothing you can do about it. You know, have fun. Guy's wearing a belt, everything gets pitched anyway. You see, some of these cats will, not a lot of people do, you know, the biggest thing that I see people do is put their arms up, because you're belted in on some of these, especially ones that are loops. You can't move. So, that's it. That's Coaster Fun this summer in America. If you know of anybody who's been slingshotted from a roller coaster and wound up on a, like a warehouse wall looking like a tomato, make sure that you email us here at phs@philhendryshow.com. All right, we'll be coming back here on the program. We've got tonight a man who has been asked by his school not to carpool the kids anymore. We're going to find out what that is all about. We'll also be talking about Cindy Sheen a little bit. Martin Sheen has gone out there. Martin Sheen, Cindy Sheen, get it? And then we also have Steve Bozell on. A little report on the hurricane out down in the south, you know, went through New Orleans and the levee broke, man, the Mississippi River levee. I used to run on that levee when I was a kid, or not when I was a kid, but when I was in radio down in New Orleans. Yeah, I might as well have been a kid in my 20s, running along there with my dog, looking at the beautiful Mississippi River. And every time a black man would run by, my dog would growl and chase him. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. I'm just
Phil
kidding
Hendry
about
Show.
That.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is
and
back.
I promise you I won't.
Well, I can tell you I don't want airstrikes. We are here in Crawford, Texas, Phil. Cindy Sheehan, of course, will be meeting with Martin Sheen. And one of the reasons why the two of them are finally getting together after a couple of years, you know, they're cousins. And he promised her...
Is he related to her?
Oh, yes. Sheen. You didn't know that. It never occurred to you, did it? Oh, boy.
Well, no. I thought his name was spelled S-H-E-E-N.
No, his name is spelled S-H-E-E-N-I-E. Her name is...
What do you mean, Sheeny?
Yeah, well, no, it's Sheen, but it looks like Sheeny, but it's Sheen.
Well, why is it Sheen and not Sheeny?
Because he doesn't want to let anyone know that he's Jewish.
He's not Jewish, he's Hispanic.
Okay, sure, Phil, yeah. Sheen, Sheeny, Hispanic.
Oh, man.
Where have you been? In all...
Wait a minute, he changed his name from Estevez. His son's name is Emilio Estevez. He changed his name to Sheen, which you say is spelled S-H-E-E-I-N-E.
Yes, it was, when they came over, it was Sheeny. And they didn't want to give away the Jewish part, so he changed it to Sheen, and then said he was a Mexican.
All right, and now he's related to Cindy Sheehan.
It's not Sheehan, it's Sheen. It's sort of Sheehan, but it's Sheen. You know, just don't even try to make a difference there, because what we're trying to show here is a solidarity, not a difference. Now, even though they are related, if she finds out he's Jewish, so I'd like you to keep that quiet, too. Now, Phil...
Okay, so you admit it, then. Maybe she is a little anti-Semitic with all that commentary she made.
That is really low.
All right, I'm not saying that. That's just what everybody else has been saying. All right, now, I promise you we're not going to be calling in any airstrikes. And I know that Mr. Sheen is due to arrive very, very shortly. I know that you also had a song that you wanted to sing. Has President Bush made any indication that today he's coming out?
Of course not. President Bush has no courage, Phil. President Bush is a man that lacks spine. He lacks courage. He lacks guts. All he wants to be is popular. All he wants to do is pander to people. And that's why I dedicate this song to George Bush. 2, 3. Oh, you're so vain. Well, I bet you think you wrote the song about you. You're so...
You son of a bitch. Hey, Stuart, you did it again.
DJ, he was over because he's planning a charity event for the high school that he and I went to. They're having a charity golf tournament. So we're going to give away an hour. You can watch the Phil Hendry Show, and then we'll have dinner and drinks with the winners. Anyway, he's over. He's got his computer, and we're talking. And he showed me a picture of his brother in Vietnam. Now, I knew that his older brother had been in Vietnam, but I never saw any pictures of the guy. And somebody contacted him who'd been in his brother's platoon and sent this picture of his older brother, Dave, walking along with a rifle, and he had the mustache. You know, you forget the guys, they did that thing, they wore the mustache thing. is walking along in this area. Now, the job that they had was they were a reconnaissance platoon. They were dropped in, and their job was to map terrain. They would see which hill is here, that hill's there, that gully is there, that valley's there, and they would map this all out. That was their job, all these guys going. So they would drop them way back, I don't know, maybe even behind enemy lines, and then they would have to work their way forward, charting all of this terrain. And his brother, Don asked his brother a good question. He said, what's the most frightened you ever were? He said, ironically, it wasn't a combat situation at all. A typhoon hit while these guys are walking through the jungle. So they got themselves wrapped up in their sleeping bags. They tied themselves to trees. And for 20 hours, they rode out this typhoon. You know, these, I don't know how many guys there were, 20 guys, 25 guys, riding out this typhoon. And I was thinking about that today when this hurricane hit New Orleans. Now, I've never been in a hurricane. I've been in New Orleans when it flooded, though. Now, a flood in that town is bad enough, but a freaking hurricane coming right through the middle of the Big Easy? By the way, as much as I love that town, maybe get another name than the Big Easy. It sounds like a fat hooker or something. It's the Big Easy. There's just, it's lard-like. It's just, you just imagine some tub of guts sitting there in a flimsy burnous with like those, you know, Mardi Gras pearls. But anyway, New Orleans is on, the highest part of ground in New Orleans is the French Quarter. That's the highest piece of ground. That's the original city of New Orleans, if you will. And then the rest of the city spread out from there. Now, they have a levee that keeps the Mississippi River from flooding because everything is below waterline. Kooky thing about the South and a lot of parts of the Midwest, you live on land that's below the waterline. And that's wild, in my way of thinking. Because where I live, I'm above the water and it's down there. That's just the way it's going to be. Down there's the water, I'm up here. And it, you're right about that, Harry. In Louisiana, New Orleans, take a drive like along Esplanade there as you're going. I don't know what part of town it is. It's been so long. But you'll see all of the graves are above ground because the land is waterlogged. And you see all those mausoleums. So it's pretty creepy. I mean, it's not creepy, but it's... Yeah, it's interesting looking. Let me put it. I hate to say that because, you know, somebody listening, one of their loved ones may be buried there. Real Creepsville in there, man. You know, my uncle's in there. Oh, Jesus, what is he, a ghost now? Some vampires at it? Oh, I see. You've been reading a little Anne Rice, have we? Ooh, suck your blood. So, anywho, make a long story short. May of 1977, when I was there, a rain hit. Now, I was working late nights, and I would sleep late. I got off the air at 10. I would make it home by 10:30, and I'd watch The Tonight Show, which in the middle, the central time zone came on at 10:30. So I'm sitting there, and, you know, then I go to sleep. Now, around 11 o'clock, I hear this knock on the door. I was sharing the apartment with this chick. There was nothing going on between us, much to my, you know, disappointment. She was like an engineer at the station. She says, hurry up, Phil. We have to let the people from downstairs move in. Why?
Because they're getting flooded out.
Why?
Because it's been raining since like 11 o'clock last night. I slept through this whole thing. I look outside, my car's underwater.
So we let the people upstairs. And that day I watched as gradually the whole parking lot began to flood. And have you ever, I know you've gone to the store. I know many of you have walked to the store. I know a lot of you have driven to the store. Have you ever waded to the store? I have. I waded chest deep water over to the store. And some guy in one of these P-Rows, it's a bass boat down in Louisiana, comes by with the little three horse outboard. Just, hi, how you doing? Real good. Nice day, huh? Yeah, it's real great. I'm walking, he's riding. When the floodwaters finally subsided, I didn't know it because our parking lot was flooded. And when I finally got into my car and the water had actually, the water never got higher, I should say, than the wheels, but it'll wash out the grease. In your axle, and you got to take it into the shop and get everything re-lubed, if you'll pardon the expression, bud. That's great. And so as I left the parking lot, I looked around me, and the whole freaking city was dry except where I lived. So in other words, I happen to live in the lowest depressed, and you talk about depressed part of land, man. That's where I was. So folks in New Orleans are, men are always getting hit. Good thing it's a fun town. All right, 1-800-449, a lot of Catholics down there.
1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Apparently, many people who need shelter from the hurricane in New Orleans have been allowed shelter in the Superdome. And the Superdome is quite a formidable structure. It's very large. Pieces of tile flew off the roof, but the Superdome roof is very solid. It's not like many of the domes that came after it, which have those, well, in the case of the Metrodome in Minneapolis, isn't it made out of like fabric or something? It's kept inflated by the air. But there are a lot of folks, like 10,000 people crammed into the Superdome there, bud.
Are they black?
I'm sorry?
Are they black?
Most of them, I think, yeah. What are you making a face?
Well, I'm not making a face.
What are you making a face for?
Well,
what?
I can't smell that good.
Why can't it smell that good?
You got 10,000 brothers in there. What do you think it's going to smell like?
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying. Do they have any air conditioning?
I don't know if they get air conditioning, but let me put it to you this way. If there were 10,000 white folks in there, what would it smell like?
Well, it wouldn't smell good, but it would be different kind of bad, like something that I can deal with. Like just sort of a cheese smell.
So white folks, when they stink, they smell like cheese. What do black folks smell like?
I don't know. What are you pinning me down for? You make me look like a racist.
What do they smell like?
Well,
if white folks smell like cheese, what do black folks smell like?
Munster cheese.
Munster cheese.
Why don't you pin me down?
What a racist. I told you, man. Anyway, there's 10,000 folks in there. Yeah, there's a lot of them are African Americans. A lot of folks down there that don't have all the bread in the world, can't just hop into their Winnebago or get into the Mercedes and take off and, get a hotel in Gulfport. You wouldn't go to Gulfport. The thing about living in New Orleans, you had to drive to Gulfport to go to the beach. You had to drive 70 miles to get to a stretch of beach. Or if you wanted to go up to Lake Pontchartrain, but I don't know, I ain't a lake guy. You into lakes, any of you people? Lakes, man, they don't do it for me. I don't dig lakes. First of all, the fish in a lake are dumber than the fish in the ocean. How do you take a look at a lake fish and their eyes are just dumb staring eyes. Okay, you look at a trout eye, he's just like a dumbass. Take a look at a saltwater fish and his eyes are popping all around. He's a smart guy, right? Makes for good eating. I'm kidding, but the saltwater is for me. Lake, my wife is big on lakes. She grew up at Bass Lake. That was the big thing. They went to Bass Lake and they water ski. And I say to her, excuse me, honey, this sport that you like, water skiing?
Yes.
Okay, so you need someone to drive the boat, someone to watch the skier, then the skier. One guy is having fun, and two people is just like a big fat pain in the can. So what? No, you don't understand. Forget it. Everybody's just sitting in the boat, bored stiff, waiting for their turn to get out on that inner tube or whatever the hell it was. We went out last summer on the kneeboard, and you want to know something? This fat old man almost made it up. Honest to God, man. I swear to God, Mark, what you got to do is you're on your knees and then you gradually pull yourself up on that kneeboard. I got about 3/4 of the way up and then it's like, hit the water, flipping around, and I'm in the water. let's try it again one more time. Come on. No, I want to do it again. And I can see my wife in the back going, yeah, you're doing it. You're doing it. And then suddenly, I don't know, it hits a wake. It hits some kind of boom up in the air and I'm down again. Come on, you want to get out? No, let me try it. I'm going to do it. How much fun is that for the guy on the boat? Waiting to get, to get out there.
Well, why aren't you good at it?
What do you mean, why aren't I good at it?
Well, you get on your knees a lot. I think, no, don't hit me. Ow!
I get on my knees a lot, huh? You'll be on your knees tonight, man. That's right. You want to know why, bud?
Why?
Because it's my birthday. 1-800-449-8686, creep. Phil Hendry Show.
On your knees.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.